The next slide tells us, my words are to be honest, not false. God says his will is that my words be few, not many. Whoa, look up from your slide for a second. Do you see the leaves falling? Where we are right now serving here in Colorado, the aspen trees are shedding their glorious golden yellow leaves. And they're just piling up on the ground. Are words piling up around you, or look back at the slide, are your words few, not many? Wow. Next one. God resists boastful words. And we're going to see him define that when we look that one up. And God resists argumentative words. So 4 points we're going to look at. We should be honest, not false, few, not many. God doesn't want us speaking boastfully or argumentatively. Okay. So let's look those up. Go in your Bible to Proverbs 12, and I'm going to go with you. Proverbs 12. You know, coming to this class is kind of like a Bible drill. It's learning the books of the Bible. Some of you probably don't know the books of the Bible. You should learn them. There are only 66 of them, and you can say them rapidly and memorize them easily. But until that time, there is, on Amazon, if you're anywhere that you can order online, there are little tabs that you can actually stick onto the pages of your Bible. I don't have one on this Bible, but they actually have from Genesis all the way through to Revelation, you can put those tabs in. There's a little guide. And then whenever you hear a book of the Bible, you just look at the side and it's abbreviated and you just open it right to that part of the Bible. And they only cost, the last ones I bought on Amazon were like $7.99 to make your Bible instantly accessible. So you can start using a paper Bible that you can mark in and be able to find all the verses. But look at 12:22. This is what it says. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are his delight. How do you like that? God wants to delight when I talk. Have you ever thought about that? Do you have anybody you look up to? Kind of a hero, a star? I mean, that you would just be all tongue-tied in their presence. The highest person in the universe is our Creator God. And 12:22 says, those who deal truthfully, we have a life that communicates truth, our actions and our words, delights, wow, the Lord. Delight God with truthfulness. Second one, verse 19 of chapter 10. Remember that one says, our words should be few, not many. This is what it says. In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise. God says, I want you to restrain your lips. Actually, the Psalms, one that I memorized when I was a young man, said, awash at the door of my mouth that I sin not against you with my tongue. God, I want my words to be few. I want to think about them before I speak. I don't want to be raining down words and having leaf piles of words that are wasted all around me. I want you to be delighted when you witness me communicating. Next, it says in chapter 27, verse 2 of Proverbs that we should not be boastful. 27:2. Let another man praise you, not your own mouth, a stranger, not your own lips. We should not introduce conversations that lead to us looking great. That doesn't delight the Lord. Wait until someone notices how amazingly we're under the control of God's Spirit, how amazingly we show wisdom, how amazingly we show restraint and love and kindness and healing words that have the power of the Holy Spirit behind them. And they go, wow. How did you get like that? Everybody else sits around and boasts and brags and tells, you know, off-color jokes, and you don't do any of those things. You say, that's because God convicted me about it. I'm the worst sinner I know in the world, and I ask him to change my heart. And he has set a watch at the door of my mouth so I don't sin against him with my tongue. God also resists, Proverbs 17:14, argumentative words. This is what it says in 17:14. The beginning of strife is like releasing water, therefore stop contention before a quarrel starts. God says, don't, you never win an argument. Don't get involved in an argument. As the tempers rise, as the whole contention builds, it's going to explode, like it says, like a dam bursting. So don't get involved in argumentative words. That's part of wisdom. That's God's will. The next slide tells us God resists the gossip of revealing secrets, and God resists the gossip of spreading slander. Now, there's two kinds of gossip there. We'll look at those in the scriptures. And then that's negatively. God resists gossip of revealing secrets and spreading slander. But positively, but God blesses reasonable words. Okay? Turn in your Bibles to Proverbs 11:13, and this is what it says. A talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is of faithful spirit conceals a matter. God says revealing secrets about people is gossip. In the New Testament, one of the names of Satan, Diabolos, is actually the Greek word for slander. And that is a form of gossip. Look at the next one, chapter 26, verse 20. God resists the gossip of spreading slander. And you can just say spreading Satan, spreading the devil, spreading Diabolos. It says this in 26:20. Where there is no wood, the fire goes out. And where there is no talebearer, strife ceases. As charcoal to burning coals and wood to fire, so a contentious man to kindle strife. The words of a talebearer are like tasty trifles. They go down to the inmost body. What is that? God says he doesn't want us surrendering our powerful tongue and our spoken words to the devil in the form of slander. He also doesn't want us in the form of being a gossip, someone who reveals everybody's secrets, or a slanderer, someone who does what it says here, a talebearer. And they have tasty trifles, and they try and harm someone by the stories they tell. God says, no, a godly person conceals those things. You know what the Bible says? We put a blanket, an overcoat over someone else's faults. We don't spread them like trifles that go down deep into someone's heart. It's very hard to forget some slanderous, scandalous thing you've heard about someone. Think about it. When you see someone that you've heard some horrible tale about, doesn't that come right to your mind when you see them? It just, it reminds me, when I was in youth group, when I was as young as many of you students in church, we had this youth pastor. He was a businessman, but he was really gifted at communicating to us teenagers. And he one day brought in baby powder. Now, it used to be in the old days when I was little, they had this white powder. It was called baby powder. And when you changed the baby's diapers, you just squeezed the bottle and boofed a little puff of white powder on them. Now, they found out now that it's really bad for your lungs, and there are all kinds of class action suits. But back then, it was really fun because whenever you're around a baby wearing diapers, it just smelled so pretty. It was this talcum powder, baby powder with perfume in it. And you just... So he came in and had put baby powder, this white powder. It's very fine, finer than flour, and it smells so nice. And he put it right on his Bible, and he said, when you slander and gossip and tell something you shouldn't about someone, it's just like this. And he went, and that powder went into the whole room. It's so fine that his blowing on it, it just went up into the air. And all of us, I mean, pretty soon the whole youth room was filled with this powder. You could see it in the air, and it smelled so pretty. And he said, okay, I'm sorry I shared that gossip. I would like to take it back. Don't remember what I said. He said it would be like me trying to go and capture every one of those particles of talcum powder, of baby powder, and put it back here. He said, is it ever possible to put that powder back on my Bible? He said, you can never take back your words. When you slander and tale bearing, You've surrendered your tongue to the devil. If you've ever done that, I know I have. And I say, oh, I wish I hadn't said that. I wish I hadn't told someone that. And what do? We go and say, don't tell anybody. If you have to tell someone not to tell someone what you're telling them, you shouldn't tell it to them. If you're not part of the problem or the solution, you shouldn't share a story about someone that's negative. Unless you're personally pursuing getting it resolved and becoming the solution, you shouldn't be involved.